President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 presidential election Wednesday night. He'll take center stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. The vice president's speech is expected to highlight the administration's record as well as goals for a second term. The vice president, who is a conservative Christian, has served as a key connector between President Trump and evangelical voters, a powerful and influential part of the Republican political base. The Republican ticket's opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, attended the Democratic National Convention last week. Biden's campaign has since criticized the Republican convention content, saying those watching have not heard any plans for controlling the coronavirus pandemic. Follow our coverage of the conventions on VOAnews.com. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, say two people have been shot and killed during a third night of consecutive protests over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday. Police investigating Tuesday's shooting say it happened just before midnight in an area where protests are taking place. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders blocks from the courthouse. Tuesday's violent protests came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. The 2021 Davos World Economic Forum Summit of Business Leaders and Politicians has been called off for January due to the coronavirus pandemic. We have the full story and coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Laura is expected to rapidly strengthen into a Category 4 storm on Wednesday. The hurricane is already a Category 3, heading toward the U.S.'s Gulf Coast, specifically the states of Texas and Louisiana. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm will make landfall after dark and could cause catastrophic damage. Skies were dark and a light rain was falling on Wednesday morning in the island city of Galveston, Texas, which was mostly boarded up. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the United Arab Emirates, where he met with officials to discuss regional and bilateral issues. The State Department spokesperson says the U.S.'s top diplomat also discussed a lasting ceasefire in Libya, Gulf unity, and Iran's quote-unquote malign influence in the region. Pompeo met the United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed, among others. He also had meetings in Manama with Bahrain's Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa earlier in the day. Pompeo is on a multi-nation trip this week amid a Trump administration push for other Arab nations to follow the UAE in normalizing ties with Israel. The second most senior U.S. diplomat wrapped up talks with top officials in Russia Wednesday. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun capped a two-day visit to Moscow that was aimed at bridging differences over issues that include the ongoing political crisis in Belarus and the sudden illness and poisoning of Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Biegun's visit to the Russian capital marked an intensifying U.S. effort to find a peaceful solution in Belarus, where thousands of demonstrators continued to protest results of the August 9th presidential elections that longtime Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko claims he won in a landslide. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is calling for an investigation into the circumstances behind Alexei Navalny's illness. Stoltenberg said Wednesday medical reports of a toxic substance in his body were credible. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson also calling for a transparent investigation into what happened to Navalny. The Prime Minister saying Wednesday, Britain would join international efforts to ensure justice is done. He called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in a German hospital after becoming sick Thursday while on a flight from Moscow to Siberia. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
All the hits and more.